Welcome to The Lid from Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan. We are a bit more than a month after the election, and it's sort of that time when the wise old folks take a breath and ponder the big questions. Why did the election turn out the way it did? Does the incumbent president have a mandate, and for what exactly? What have we learned about our democracy? But there is one question that sort of hangs over all of these other ones. And that question is, what will Donald Trump's role in the Republican Party be after he leaves office? And what does that mean for our politics? Now, there are those who say that Trump will stay all-powerful in the GOP. He'll instruct lawmakers on how to vote on legislation. He'll armchair referee the Biden presidency, and he will continue to make it clear that anyone in the Republican Party who disagrees with him will have the wrath of Trump supporters directed right at them. But there are other observers who disagree. They look at history and say that former presidents, particularly former one-term presidents, actually lose their influence pretty quickly because the party finds new political wars to fight and new political fighters to fight them. And yes, we should also say, there are plenty of Republicans in Washington who might not say it out loud, but they might be eager for the party to move forward rather than stuck in time. Now, there is an early test about Trump's influence in the party on his way out the door that we're going to get pretty soon, and it's worth spending some time on. And this has to do with something called the National Defense Authorization Act. If you don't follow Congress regularly, you're probably like, what? But hear me out. Every year, Congress is charged with passing this major defense bill, which deals with spending on the military and national security programs. This is like a huge bill. There are huge whole staffs that spend all their time negotiating this stuff. And it's one of the few things that Congress actually consistently gets done. It's been passed into law for the past 59 consecutive years. And after all, if there's one thing neither side ever wants to be held responsible for, it's not funding the troops, right? Except fast forward to now. President Trump is threatening to veto the final version of that military funding bill. And he's given a few reasons. The first reason, and this was earlier in the year, he objected to the fact that the bill would give the Pentagon 3 years to change the names of military bases named for Confederate generals. That's in the final version. More recently, Trump has also said that his problem with the bill is that it does not include a measure that would repeal legal liability protections for social media companies. If you're wondering, what the heck does that have to do with the military? You're not alone. And actually, the top negotiators on the bill have mostly had the same question. Now, what Trump wants to do is repeal something called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That basically says, okay, if a person posts harmful or unlawful stuff on the internet, the person who's responsible for that is the person who posted it, not the forum where it was published. And Trump is actually not alone here. There are lawmakers on both sides of the aisle that think that this provision is worth looking at. Republicans largely think so because, well, they think social media companies are censoring or downplaying GOP points of view. And Democrats maybe think so because they say the same companies are letting misinformation and hate speech flourish because this Section 230 is in place. But even most of those who don't like this provision don't think a defense bill is the right place to have this whole debate. So what happens next? Because the clock is ticking on this Congress. The House voted on the bill this week and it passed. And it wasn't even close. It got more than 330 votes in the House. We don't yet know what the final Senate vote is going to be, but an earlier version of the legislation overwhelmingly passed in the upper chamber too. If that happens again and Trump follows through and vetoes it, well, we're heading for a showdown, with plenty of people in Congress saying we can override that veto, which would take 2/3 of both chambers to vote against Trump's move. And those votes, they might actually be there, which could set up a situation where in Trump's waning days as president, he faces a rebuke from members of his own party in a veto override. This could literally be one of the last things that happens in his presidency. So, I say all that to say, that big question about Trump's influence in the party going forward, you know, defense authorization bills aren't really usually really interesting fodder for news. They're not usually a sexy headline. But in this case, what happens with this bill could be a big clue as to what's going to happen starting on January 21st. That's a lid for us. If you'd like to hear more of this free audio briefing, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.